Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And welcome back to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Along with Steve Court, I'm Todd Meneses. Seth Dunlap is off. We've got the Saints and the Rams today at 3:25 is our kickoff. You can hear all the action here, of course, on WWL. We'll start things off right after the show at 1:30 with the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff with Christian Garrick and your old buddy, Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And then, of course, we'll send you out to Los Angeles with Zach Strief, Deuce McAllister, have the game call from L.A. for the Rams game.
Who happen to do an absolutely terrific job, by the way.
Yes, they do. They both do. And I love they've got a great, they're great teammates, and they've got a great rapport going on in the booth, too, as well. And I like how they really break things down for you to a common sense level, kind of like how you got to break things down for me in here.
Well, sometimes it's, you know, I can lead a horse to water now, but I can't make him drink, okay?
What if I'm not thirsty? Some of the texts that are coming in about today's game with the Saints and the Rams, someone says, you know, the Rams have a lot to prove in this game, too, because they were also overshadowed by the fact that everyone thought they won because of a referee call. So they want to beat the Saints straight up as well. What do you think about that?
Look, I said it from the get-go. They backed into this thing. Mm-hmm. Going back to the Super Bowl, they didn't belong, and they knew they didn't belong. And I told people, you know, I actually feel sorry for the Patriots.
Yeah.
And they said, what do you mean? I said, the Patriots didn't get the team that should have been there. Mm-hmm. And look what happened. You cannot tell me. I will never believe you if you said that we would only score 3 points against the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Not happening.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now, that would have been a completely different game. And I can sit here and say, yeah, I think the Saints would have beat the Patriots. I mean, it's speculative, but man, I sure feel pretty strongly about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and they didn't belong there. They know they didn't belong there. So they sort of backed in. They kind of whistled them by the graveyard as they kind of stepped into that stadium there, knowing they shouldn't really be there. Mm. I don't think that's why they won.
You don't think that was their plan all along to win the NFC title and then score 3 points in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it was. That's exactly what it was.
That was the big game plan. All right, let's get to the phones to Jimmy, who's been holding on patiently. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for calling WWE. Oh, Jimmy, are you there? Jimmy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
What's up, Jimmy?
I hit the wrong button first,
man.
Jimmy. I thought I hung up on you.
No, yeah, it's fine. Two quick comments. Great show, number one, but that's not my comment. Roby, I see people making memes about the cornerback from the Rams. Even other players and the coaches. Look, the referees are to blame for this. I know a lot of people expressed their vitriol towards the players, but He did what he did. He got away with it.
Yep.
And I know you guys aren't conspiracy theorists, but if anything, Las Vegas has more of an influence now, possibly, than anything else, in my opinion. And that's what that was. Second comment, I heard you bring up Seth Dunlap. I 100% support him. I love him on his nightly show. I used to call him regularly driving to work. And I hope he comes back, man. And he's a part of the city. And I hope he comes back. So if he's listening, his listeners support him. And again, same thing here with the like the Rams scenario. Any vitriol should be directed towards Scott Plouffe, the CEO of Big Easy Magazine. He's the one who started the article and story about Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And I have an issue with Scott Plouffe. He's the one who didn't accept Drew Brees' apology. He's begging for money on Big Easy Magazine's GoFundMe page.
Gotcha.
Jimmy, we're gonna
leave that all right there, Jimmy. We're not gonna go any further.
Yeah,
with
as
that.
Far as like Roby's concerned, mm-hmm. look, hey, yeah, the guy's a player.
Yeah. He did what anybody would have, any player would have done.
Look,
that's gotten
he
beat.
He was getting ready to get beat. They were gonna he was gonna get scored on.
Yeah.
And look, I would take my shot too. You know, at that point, you know, at this juncture, if it's a player, I'd say, hey, I'd much rather maybe get a penalty, maybe not get a penalty, and at least keep him from scoring, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the way I would see it, and that's all he did. Mm-hmm. So I can't – no, there's no vitriol towards a player.
You do that to keep from scoring the touch, giving up the touchdown. You hope the refs don't call it, or if they do call it, at least you've got four more downs to stop.
And look, I got to give the guy, you know, props for it. He came right out afterwards and said, yeah, I whacked him, and not only did I hit him in the head – but I was there way before. I was really surprised I didn't get a flag.
Yeah.
So he wasn't trying to hide anything, which sort of just smacks to the fact that you know, everybody knew that the refs were wrong. Even the Rams knew the refs were wrong.
I got a text here. It says, quit whining. The NFC Championship went to overtime, and the Saints got the ball first. They didn't win the game. That is why I'm not a Saints fan anymore. I'm sick and tired of associating myself with a bunch of crybabies and conspiracy theorists.
Wow. Okay.
Well, nobody's saying it was a conspiracy.
No.
We're saying they missed a call.
That's
And the outcome could have been a little bit different. That's all. And they missed a call in the overtime when Drew Brees got hit in the face when he threw the ball, which should have been roughing the passer.
And
so again,
we could go on and on and on.
You could go.
It doesn't have anything to do with it. It's gone. It's history.
As your former coach said, we could have, would have, should have, all we wanted. It's over with.
Let's move on. It doesn't matter now.
All right. Let's see here. Another call. Let's go to Sam, who's been holding on. Hey, Sam, thanks for calling WWL.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
I'm with Jimmy. I'll be looking forward to Seth coming back on a show during the week. Todd, you're doing a great job on Sundays. And selfishly, I can't handle that network stuff after 8 o'clock. So hope Seth comes back selfishly. But anyway, I'm with you all on all this stuff. The no call, that's been driven by the national media. After hours, I have to go to network by default. And that's all they're discussing on this ball game. And a couple of comments about Gurley Howes's knee. That's all you hear about Saints and Rams. It's a national media thing. We all got over that with, like, the protest parade.
Yeah.
And when they changed the rules with the persuasion of Coach Payton and the other coaches, by the way, and the charm of Miss Gale, they changed that rule.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the apology. I don't care what comrades.
Well, look, they made attempts to fix it. And that's what they've decided to do. They were going to fix it. So, hey, that's all you can hope for. And the fact that they did, you know, speaks volumes because they knew they screwed it up. Otherwise, why change it, right?
Well, it's just for this season, correct? Aren't they just trying it out this season to see how it works?
Yeah, it's one season. Yeah, but look, you know as well as I do that the way things work, if they've got it in there already, it's kind of like changing a law. Once they start a law, it's pretty hard to go back on it and say, oh, no, okay, now we can't do it. We tried it and it didn't work. No, usually they don't do that. They usually say, well, it's in the law now, so now it's on the books forever.
Well, that doesn't really happen in the NFL because instant replay went away, came back. So
think about where we'd be without instant replay at this juncture. You talk about mad. You talk about fans that would be at an apoplectic value. I mean, we would be
the Houston Oilers in the playing the Steelers playoff game. So. All right, we'll go ahead and take a break here. Sam, when we come back, thanks for the call. We come back, Paul and Jim, we're going to get to your calls as well. A lot of text also. 504-260-1870 is the number to call. It is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take here on WWL. And welcome back to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Along with Steve Cord, I'm Todd Meneses. 504-260-1870 is the number to call. You can text us at 870-870. Saints Rams today. And Steve, a lot of people still talking about the no call, is it a revenge game, et cetera, et cetera. Some fans, though, are really trying to get over this. And, you know, we had the text from the fan that said he's no longer a Saints fan because the fan base keeps whining about the no call, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't believe that.
Well, we got a lot of response on the 870-870 text line for that. Someone says, you're not welcome in the Houdat Nation anyway. Someone says, not a Saints fan anymore. Yeah, right, BS. Someone else says, bet that last texter is a Cowboy or Falcons fan now. And someone else says, agree, it's over. Focus on today. Who dat? And then we've got a lot of folks texting, asking about a lot of other bad calls that have gone on against the Saints. Someone says, what about the ticky-tack roughing the kicker
on
the point after attempt with Houston?
That I agree with that. He looked like a soccer player or something. You know, every time they get the soccer players get hit, they act like their femur's shattered, you know, and then they jump up. I'm like, wait a minute. The guy just was rolling, writhing around in like the worst pain of, you know, you could ever, you know, put him down, you know, and then he jumps up and, you know, as he plays. It sort of looked like that. I mean, it was like this Oscar-winning performance because I think he came down and I think he might have stepped on his foot or something like that. But the guy
he rolled into his foot, I think, is what it was.
I don't even know he rolled into it. Yeah, I think because the guy didn't even lose his balance. He didn't like slam into
he
him.
Just
or kinda, hit him.
Yeah, he just kind of stepped on and hit him.
Yeah,
but anyway,
and the guy jumps up and flops down.
Even the national guys, Booger McFarland said, "Yeah, I wouldn't have called that."
That was weak. Yeah, they've got to stop that. Don't let that be part of the thing. That's when you see guys, you know, sort of rummaging around and a guy gets like, you know, somebody's pushing around and then some guy flies down like he got just hit with a huge, you know, Joe Frazier left hook or something. And it looks like, come on, stop doing that.
Well, hopefully in today's game, we don't have any
theatrics,
any missed calls, any bad things
like
that.
No drama.
We don't want anything that's gonna change the outcome of this game or leave people doubting. And I'm pretty sure the Rams don't want it either because they've had to hear it all off season that the only reason you went to the Super Bowl was because of a missed call.
Well, and again, it falls back on the referees. Get it right. I'll be the first to tell you. I don't care, really. If the call goes against the Saints, there's been many times I'm sitting in that box and I'm saying, man, you know, Bobby, we got away with one there. I'm sitting next to Mike Dettillier on the other side. Mike, we got away with one there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it happens on both sides.
That was a bad call, you know. And you know, or there's times that, you know, we'll get a call, you know, and, you know, the fans are going crazy. And I'm thinking, no, that's a legit call. You know, that was right. That was a hold or that was a pass interference or I just want him to get it right.
Yeah.
I don't really care about it because the calls and the penalties are going to happen. You just want him to get it right.
And I think that's what it all comes down to. Someone saying here, what if LA gets to a contest call today for replay and reverse in their favor? How bad would that suck for us?
that wouldn't be any form of poetic justice whatsoever. That would be the reverse of that.
And I think one of the things that's really got most fans upset is that the referees paid no consequences whatsoever, so it will happen again. And I think a lot of fans wanted something to be done by Roger Goodell for the referees. And I don't know if he really can with their contract.
He's going to have all types of issues to try to pacify fans on every issue you can imagine. And I'm sure the referee one comes up all the time. I don't want to be that guy that blames referees for losses. I never have been that, and I won't. So I don't look at that as a okay. Look, they messed up really, really bad, and that was really an absolute egregious, you know, misfortune. But move on. There's not a thing we can do about it. Not a thing we can do about it. And for us to waste time even talking about it, I'm becoming. I'm becoming aggravated with this.
Apparently,
the
person that texted that in has texted back says he is right. I'm now a Falcons fan. Okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, how are they doing?
Yeah,
good luck.
Good luck with that.
You'll be home for Christmas.
Well, no, the season goes past Christmas.
Well,
but
you'll be home for New Year's,
you'll
too.
You'll be home for New Year's, is what you're saying. That was a terrible no call, but the Saints were winning with 2 minutes left, and they got the ball first. And overtime, they have no one to blame but themselves. And I think we've kind of made that clear. But if people are trying to pick out all the different – look, you could take any game, and you could probably watch it again and go through and see all of the calls. And I'm sure you could talk to any fan base – and they will tell you all the calls that were missed in their games, all the calls that were done wrong, et cetera, et cetera. So to say that, the Saints fans and the Houdat fans are no different than any other fan base. It's not like we're whine more than anyone else. The problem with this one is it was on the national stage. It was the only game being played, and everyone was
watching
it.
And it was, for all the marbles, it was to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay, so that made it in focus. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so, look, you could look at, like you said, you could look at every single game, and there's going to be times that referees miss calls. Okay, But by and large, if the most part, if you can look at a body of work that groups of officials do, they do pretty good. And really, they're pretty spot on, and they're amazing at some of their at how good they are. Now, every now and then, you're going to run into a group or a team of guys that's not as good, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, as or efficient as other groups of refs are. Mm-hmm. Whether it's experience, whether it's just they're just more accurate, you know, remains to be seen. But hey, that's just the way it is. There's not a thing we can do about it.
Okay, looking at today's matchup. As we get into this, when you look at the team stats
Thank
between
you.
The two, yeah, let's end the no call thing. They're pretty much similar. The Rams and the Saints look a lot alike
Very much
on
so.
Paper,
Very much
especially
so.
Offensively.
Look, they mimic each other a lot. They both got good running games. The difference is quarterback. Look, I think we've got, you know, equal wide receivers. You know, they've got great wideouts. We've got great wideouts. Mm-hmm. Great offensive line. Good offensive line. I mean, they're pretty much even. This game is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see if who stops the run. That's going to be first and foremost. But second of all, it's going to come down to a lot of kicking. And I'm telling you right now, that I don't usually focus on this, Todd, but the kicking games on both sides of these teams, meaning the punters and the kickers.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best of the best. I mean, they've got a great punter, and they've got a great kicker, the same as us. And that's that hidden yardage that you talk about, mm-hmm. of us being able to pin guys deep, or when we do have a three and out, make you know, Morstead is unbelievable how good he can pin teams.
Yeah.
You know, and that just makes a long field. And then at the same time, you know, we need to get some return yards. We get some good return yardage. There's a bunch of hidden yards in there that people don't look at. And I'm thinking, man, mm-hmm. you know, you have an average drive start at your own 40, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to having it at your 15 or 20. That's a difference between a touchdown or a field goal or points or no points. I mean,
right.
It's a huge swing. So be very cognizant today of the kicking game. There'll be some plays that are made in the kicking game that are going to make or break this team or this game, I should say.
The only way these two teams are a little different is offensively is they're rushing more than we are. We're passing more than them. But the yards rushing is really not a lot. But again, you've only got the one game to look at
have
between
a big sample.
The two.
We don't have a big sample
size.
Size,
and the Rams. Yeah. Played the Panthers, and they got a lot of gimme. They scored a lot on defense.
Look, and the Texans are vastly better than the Panthers at this point, mm-hmm. this season anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the Panthers at this juncture are they're right there at the bottom. They're not good. So I don't want to compare that at all. Plus, it's hard to compare that anyway. The
right.
personnel's different. The scheme is somewhat different. Look, I'll tell you this, that the way the Rams line up, they're going to come at you with a base 4-3 defense, okay? Now, they don't need a lot of guys other than the four guys that they have to rush the passer, and that's a huge advantage that they have. They don't have to get cute with anything. Because the Saints do a very good job of running, they will try to drop a safety into the box to see, in fact, if they can stop the run if we start gashing them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and all teams do that. They did it a whole lot more last year and the year before, because last year we started to shore up a little bit and we were able to rush the pass a little bit better than before. But they used to drop that safety in at all time, which, you know, that eight guys in the box, that there's guys that are turning loose. Okay?
Right.
But like I said before, tempo is going to be a huge issue defensively for us. They come to the line, they're ready to go, and they're going to have a default defense that's going to have to be called from the standpoint of, hey, they're ready to go, and they're ready to snap the ball at a moment's notice. They're looking over, getting the call. I hate that part of it, but I, mm-hmm. I have to sort of agree that, man, it creates tempo and allows them to run a lot of plays. And then it forces your defense, not only substitution-wise, mm-hmm. it limits you, but at the same time, it also limits you from the standpoint of, hey, you can't get these calls exactly in the way you want them in, so you have to do these default defenses, and then you have to make sure that you are – specific with what you're going to do during that call when all of a sudden that defense or that offensive formation turns into something else. Everybody has to be on the same page. And a lot of times at that point, it's not verbal because
right.
you have to know it. And so Dennis Allen has got his work cut out for him this week. But I think he's you talk about a guy that's a good D coordinator. He's one.
All right. It is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Along with Steve Cord, I'm Todd Meneses. We'll take a break here. I got a couple of texts. This is a funny text I got to read to you about talking about punters and kickers doing the flop. This one's pretty good. I'll read that to you when
okay.
we come back. We'll be right back and take a break. It is the Acadian Windows Fans First Take here on WWL. And welcome back to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Along with Steve Cord, I'm Todd Meneses. We're joined now by Christian Garrick. And Christian, I think we've finally got confirmation about Sean Payton.
Independently, we got it good? Got it going? Oh, this one. Sorry. Nonetheless, yeah, Sean Payton. Sean Payton is getting a 5-year contract extension from the New Orleans Saints as I hold up two microphones.
Okay.
League source confirms.
All right. So that is it, right?
We don't know the details in terms of money, but it is a 5-year extension, so Sean's going to be here for quite some time.
That puts to rest
all this Cowboys speculation.
Every other year it comes up, you know, and no.
But aren't his kids in Dallas?
No. They're in college.
Yeah, but
and
he
lives here. He lives in New Orleans. He has a home in New Orleans.
Yeah. No, I understand that. And like I said, I've got to know him really good in the last couple of years. And I'm telling you right now, he loves what this city's all about and loves being here, loves the organization, loves the ownership, loves what he's got as a nucleus of a team, loves, you know, his general managers and the things they've got going on and the player personnel people. I just like it. And I think the fact that he's here for that. Rest assured now that you know he's not going to get scooped out of here and go to Arizona. Or
right.
Shows you a couple things.
Tampa or Cowgirls or something.
Shows you a couple other things. He is also prepared to deal with life after Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. Shows you that. Because right? we'd all agree, in all likelihood, Drew's not playing another 5 years, right? He's got 5 years on top of I think
understand
two remaining.
That, yeah.
So I think 7 years.
You know,
maybe two.
I will say this. I'm never going to count the guy out.
I hear
But realistically – yeah.
Right. So it shows you that he has a vision after Drew Brees.
Yeah. And I think it's number 7, but that's just me. That's just me.
For me, I still have more to see. I'm not entirely sure that it is 7, although I'm enticed by his future and his upside. I just don't know yet.
Well, nobody knows.
Right.
But Tarzan would be a great next quarterback for us.
Tarzan, I like that.
Taysom Hill.
Oh, Taysom. What else can he do? Tell me something he can't do.
I'm waiting for him to take a defensive snap at linebacker or safety or something like that.
I can't wait for him to get a sack.
Right?
You know, I mean, I can't wait to line up at defensive end and like go and sack somebody.
Would it surprise you?
No.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
No, I think I could see him bull rushing,
speed rushing for sure.
A 350-pound offensive lineman?
Yeah.
He's going to go right around them, and he is strong enough, and
it just wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
He's that kind of athletic.
He's freaky. I must watch TV.
I got to run, guys. All right?
All right.
Have a good one.
Get ready for the Bud Light countdown to kick off, and we're getting people texting asking about, is the game going to be streamed today? Yes, you can hear the game.
You just can't do it on your phone.
You can't do it on the phone, and as I've explained to most people, I text back, the NFL still has the rights to the smartphone, so you can't do it there. But we have an agreement with the Saints. We can stream it on our website if you have a laptop or a PC. That does not include an iPad. iPad is viewed as a mobile device, which is viewed as a phone. So to explain that, because everyone's asking, what about my iPad? What about this? No, it has to be a desktop or a laptop, and just go to WWL.com, hit the WWL FM stream, and you can listen to
Zach and
Deuce.
They have not figured out how to get money for it. Okay. Now, let me say this.
They have an agreement with Verizon, I think, is the
okay,
is the
well, yeah, that's the my NFL. Point. So they haven't figured out how to get an agreement with iPhone yet. And I think that, how many people get on the telephone and is able to, I would love to watch a game on my phone, especially if I was, fishing or, doing something else outside or, in the gym or something like that. It'd be great to watch it on your iPhone. But you can't send it just tells me the NFL hadn't figured out how to get the money out of me yet.
Well, they've got the money out of one company. So,
they want it all. Come on. It's the NFL, Todd.
I'm sure they've got a way. I'm sure if you buy their app or pay for their app, you probably can. Yeah. You can watch them or do whatever.
But you might not get the one you want.
I'm sure if I got to pay that way, I'm going to pick which one I want.
Yeah, but then it's going to be exorbitant, too. It's going to cost you $300 a game or something.
I didn't say I wanted to do it, but if I did, I'm sure they'd find a way for me to do it.
Yeah,
if I wanted to pay that. All right, let's see here. Some more text coming in. They say, "Uh-oh, Steve, you've lost all credibility by saying Taysom Hill will be Drew Brees' replacement in this person's eyes."
Think what you want to think. Okay, I'm just saying, hey, is it a possibility? Yeah, He's not anywhere close to Drew Brees right at this moment.
Well,
okay?
He has a chance.
Yeah, it was the Cajun Cannon, yeah. Bobby Abrams, stepped in.
As a quarterback to quarterback, he knows he has a chance. He's watched him develop and materialize and become a guy that used to be this sort of just, you know, multidimensional player like he still is. But at the same time, you watch his quarterback skills and you think, man, this guy's a whole lot better than he was quarterback-wise a couple of years ago. I mean, night and day difference.
Well, you even look at last preseason where he's at this time around. The one thing I'm telling you, if you got to start every game and beat a guy throughout the season,
you can't be running like that.
And how accurate you're going to be. Yeah. No, Todd, I think now he needs – obviously you got to take more of the Russell Wilson approach, live to fight another day. You know, I see Russell Wilson, he gets some 30-something yard runs. He could have went a lot further, and he just gets his head in a swivel, and he just hooks, slides, nobody touches
him. Well, he knows. He knows, hey, I'm not going to take a hit at all. It's like Alvin Kamara. How many times did I say this? He runs up the field, and you know that he could cut back, and he could do – but you know what? He runs out of bounds. I'm like, because he knows. He doesn't want to take a hit.
Unnecessary hit, because you're going to get those hits when you run between the tackles.
Exactly.
And the bottom line is Drew Brees has been unbelievable, not a decade, but over a dozen years, 13 seasons. To be held accountable, you got to be available. What?
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, I think Steve Young, BYU guy, like Taysom Hill, said now, the accuracy thing. You can't coach that. Sean Payton could be the greatest quarterback coach in the world.
No, you either got that or you don't.
Yeah, you're not going to go from like an average accurate passer. Oh, but that was a nice throw. But you got to do that not one time a game. You got to do it like five or six times.
Right.
And then to think you're going to coach him and like Steve Young said, and to go from C to A – no, he might be C to C plus or B minus. So that's the only thing. Sean Payton's going to give him a chance to compete.
Right.
Who knows? The future quarterback might not even be here.
In preseason,
but you know, think
he
about
has...
this. How many? Who would you rather have be your quarterback coach?
Right.
I mean, Sean Payton. That is like he's like it's like hey, here's your big piece
of clay. We have the best combination, three-headed monster, Coach Lombardi, Pete Carmichael, and Sean Payton. People don't realize how significant Pete Carmichael was Sean Payton's system, the Bounty Gate year.
Yep.
We were the number two offense in the NFL. Yeah. Sean Payton wasn't even around.
Nope.
Right.
And Carmichael and Drew is calling the plays. And so, listen, if you're a quarterback and you work yourself and you want to have an extended long career at quarterback, you can't say, oh, well, I was in the wrong situation with the Saints.
No.
I don't think so. I think you're in the best situation to succeed.
Yeah.
Well, he has made some NFL quality throws in the
preseason. Yes, without a doubt.
But you got to make those consistently, as you're talking about. And he did work in the offseason with Drew Brees' person
he's
as well.
He's trying to mirror Drew Brees, and he's going about it all in the right way. And the thing is, too, preseason, you could be accurate. Who's the quarterback from Duke with the Giants? It's slipping my mind now. That's, you know, Eli's guy.
Jones.
Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Jones brothers.
Yeah, okay. But they're not even game playing in the preseason. It is so basic, the coverage you see. Now, the thing is, can you have success? I think you can have short-term success. It happens all the time. But what do you do after, like, a month? After four or five games when they have film on you and they're truly game planning and they nitpicking your strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah. Well, that's when it gets tricky.
What makes Tom Brady and Drew Brees unbelievable.
Because they're able to overcome all that kind of stuff, despite what the defensive game plan is for them. But look, at the same time, you don't really know because somebody like Taysom Hill, he hasn't even had like a full couple of games to like really show his wherewithal. So you don't even know. That's the sort of the unknown
right
part
now,
of it as
best
well.
Case scenario this season.
And I don't want
to Taysom Hill is a big part of what we do in offensively. You want Drew Brees to roll, and Taysom Hill will be part of every game plan.
Yeah.
You see how ecstatic he was when he caught that touchdown pass?
Oh, yeah.
You would have thought he threw it or he ran it in.
Yeah.
He was like, man, look at me. I made a touchdown as a receiver.
He can do anything. Wait until he does a strip sack at defensive end. Watch this.
And that's infectious for the other players as
without
well,
a
that
doubt.
Enthusiasm. All right. He's Acadia Cannon, Bobby Hebert, along with Steve Court. I'm Todd Meneses. It's the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. We'll take a break and be right back on WWL. And welcome back to the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. And, Steve, we had the guys come in. You know this is a pivotal game today when you've got Bobby and Christian here this early.
It was a lively
ready
conversation.
For the game.
It was a lively conversation.
It was a lively conversation.
Spirited.
They're getting ready for the game. They're going to come back for the Who Dat chant before we end. We go to 1:30 today, in case you're wondering. And those guys kick off the Bud Light countdown to kickoff at 1:30. And you can hear them quietly conversing over on the side there. as they're discussing things that they're going to be doing. Some of the text that are coming in at 870-870 says, Breeze needs to last seven more years, then we'll have Arch Manning. Someone else says, how about Joe Burrow? Could he possibly be a quarterback out there for the Saints?
Who knows?
Bobby seems to think yes. He's shaking his head.
No,
as
who
he
knows?
Out.
I looked. I think he'll be. I think he'll definitely be an NFL type quarterback. There's no question. I've seen, man, the development of him in the past couple of weeks has been remarkable. With you know the addition of the Brady part of it, you know, and the kind of the Saints aspect of it. But I definitely think he'll be an NFL quarterback. You know, whether it's here or not, you know, I don't know. But it's like anything else. Do I know that Tarzan's going to be the next quarterback here? No, I don't know that.
Right.
I'm speculating. Come on, you know. That's... I'm just saying the guy's here, and you don't know. I think the guy's an amazing athlete and has shown, you know, he has not had consistent gameplay. So until you show me the consistent gameplay to where a guy's going to be able to go out and perform each and every week, week after week after week after week, where they have defensive coordinators that are putting a game plan against you, how do you know? You don't know.
Right.
So you don't know who it is.
And I think we're seeing more and more with that Wildcat with him. You know, they seem to think it's either going to be an option when he comes in, but I'm sure he's going to have some throwing packages in there.
Well,
and you're going to see him start.
We've
throwing
seen
the ball
him in the preseason. Okay, now look, the preseason's a mirage. Okay, make no question about it. But look, I've seen him make a lot of NFL throws and a lot of NFL moves. Mm-hmm. Okay, and quarterback stuff, not just athlete stuff. So. You take it for what it's worth, you know. I've seen a lot of football players in my time and day, and I know what this guy is special. So we'll hope something happens. I don't want to see it anytime soon. I'll tell
you
that.
Right, you want to keep Drew Brees in there.
Yes,
that's what
I
we're
do.
Saying.
Yes, I want to keep him there and upright and ready to go. So
here's a text that talking about the punter with the kicker, I should say, with the Texans making the flop. He says, "This text says I remember Mitch Berger. This is going way back. Ex punter who flopped a fake injury." Was hit and then popped up after the flag was thrown and then bowed down for his performance to the home crowd. It was St. Louis, and it was a great moment. So he got hit. They got the flag. He did the whole flopping, and then he jumped up and bowed to everybody because they got the ball again.
<You're>
so,
right. Well, yeah, that's I don't even know what to say about that.
Well, it happens, but I thought you'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then I got another text that said, Steve, there was a guy – that called people with options like he called them, like what you've said, squirrels. You see what we all see, you are right. Talking about Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
So the guy who called you and said that you didn't buy your opinion, he says he's a squirrel.
Right. That's why it's an opinion. You don't have to like it or not.
No. And everybody's got them.
Yeah.
All right, coming
you're probably
up,
wrong.
with Steve, you're probably wrong. And we got another half hour of the Acadian Windows Fans First Take coming up. Then we'll turn it over to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Christian Garrick at 1:30 for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.